content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hi, this is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Kiplinger.com, AAA Living Magazine, Money.com, and if time permits, an article from AARP Bulletin. Our first article is entitled, from Kiplinger.com, Considering Annuities? How to Find the Right One for You. Annuities are a powerful retirement tool that often go overlooked because of their complexity and people's misunderstandings about how they work. But they are a great way to protect your assets. An annuity can help protect your retirement savings from threats such as sequence of returns risk from market volatility, longevity risk from outliving your money, and inflation risk through the use of a guaranteed growth feature. Annuities come with dozens of customized features, but careful planning and reflection on your personal goals for retirement can help you find the right one for you. There are three main types of annuities: fixed, fixed indexed, and variable. Fixed annuities function similarly to CDs, but instead of being backed by a bank, they're backed by an insurance company. They are a great short-term place for risk-averse investors to park their money, allowing your funds to grow tax-deferred at a fixed rate and giving you a guaranteed yield for the duration you choose, such as a 3- or 5-year term. When the term ends, you can take your money plus the guaranteed growth you earned. Currently, many fixed annuities are yielding more than a CD or treasury. A fixed indexed annuity, or FIA, offers a safe mid to long term way to accumulate assets. A great fit for investors with a conservative to moderate risk tolerance. FIAs are a low cost way to protect and grow your retirement funds, allowing you to have a guaranteed fixed account while still participating in the market through a basket of index funds, such as the S&P 500. For a fee, typically 1%, you can add a living rider benefit to an FIA that provides guaranteed growth and guaranteed lifetime income, regardless of market performance. Alternatively, you can choose an FIA without guaranteed growth, with only upside index earnings or no fee. Both options come with principal protection. Variable annuities are another mid to long-term investment option, offering the most opportunity for growth, but also the most potential for risk because their performance is linked to mutual funds and index funds, typically for a 2% fee. A good fit for those with a high risk tolerance. Variable annuities can come in many versions, with some offering guaranteed growth and lifetime income by purchasing a living rider benefit for an additional fee, typically 1%. This type generally does not provide principal protection on your cash value. Alternatively, some variable annuities can set a maximum for how much your account can lose, which acts as a buffer to protect you from loss for a fee. Why annuities matter? The last decade saw the stock market experience the longest bull run in history, but significant drops in 2000 to 2002, 2008, 2020, and 2022 have shown investors just how volatile the market can be, and thus how important it is to have protection within your portfolio. Annuities can help uncorrelate your assets if the markets were to fall. At the very least, most annuities provide principal protection, and some can earn a guaranteed rate of return no matter how the market is performing. Even more, an income rider can give you a guaranteed stream of income for one or two lifetimes. No other investment can provide those kinds of guarantees, making annuities a great addition to your income sources for retirement. Questions for finding the right annuity. Annuities can be fully customized. So to find the optimal annuity for your retirement, ask yourself the following questions. How much guaranteed income do I want? Generating a variety of income streams like Social Security and withdrawals from IRAs and 401ks will help you meet your financial needs in retirement. Annuities can be a great additional guaranteed income source for retirees, so make sure to fund your annuity based on your income needs. For example, if your estimated monthly expenses were $4,000 and your Social Security benefit will be around $2,000, you may choose to purchase a fixed indexed annuity with a living rider benefit that provides $2,000 of guaranteed income for your lifetime. Knowing how much income you will need from a guaranteed protected source will determine how much money you should fund an annuity plan with. What is my time horizon? Knowing your time horizon, or how far away you are from retirement, is important. All annuities have surrender charges if you try to withdraw from your annuity before the surrender period is complete. Even with surrender charges, most annuities allow you to withdraw up to 10% annually without penalty before the surrender period ends. Once the surrender period is over, there are no restrictions on how you withdraw your funds. Surrender charges most often come into play when using a fixed indexed, or variable annuity for accumulation or as an additional income source in retirement. If you add a living benefit rider with guaranteed growth and lifetime income to your annuity, there is no surrender penalty, even if you start your guaranteed life income before the surrender period ends. Get a variety of quotes from annuity providers, because one provider may offer a better rate if you plan to start your guaranteed income during the first 3 years of a policy, while a different provider may offer a superior rate if you plan to defer your income until the policy has reached 4 to 7 years. Do I want income for my lifetime or two lifetimes? Purchasing a living rider benefit can help enhance your annuity by stretching the payout phase of your annuity over your lifetime, no matter how long that is. A living rider benefit can pay for one lifetime, or couples can choose a joint lifetime income policy. This provides peace of mind because if one passes away after using a single income policy for many years, the surviving spouse may be left with a small death benefit to make ends meet. A joint policy can continue to pay out to the surviving spouse, even if there is no cash account value left in the account. Policies typically have better payouts for a single life, in some cases offering up to 20% more. What do I want to accomplish? Some people may want to use an annuity for principal protection to keep their money safe as they head into retirement. A fixed annuity or fixed indexed annuity could be a great fit. Others may want to grow their assets and generate an additional source of income. A fixed indexed annuity with a living rider benefit can meet those needs. Annuities can even meet specific goals outside of protection and growth. Do you want to protect your legacy? A death benefit guarantee can help. Whatever your goal may be, keep it at the forefront of your mind as you search for an annuity. Purchasing an annuity can help protect and preserve your hard-earned savings when market volatility hits. It may feel overwhelming at first, but working with an independent financial advisor with access to a wide range of annuity products and asking the right questions can lead you to make the best decision for your retirement. Our next article from Kiplinger.com. IRS says direct deposit is the best way to receive your tax refund. Federal income tax refunds are often the largest single check that some people receive, with last year's average refund being around $3,200, according to the latest IRS filing statistics. If you're not one of the 8 out of 10 Americans who opts to receive their tax refund through direct deposit, it's worth considering. Direct deposit is the best way to receive your tax refund because it's safer, faster, and greener than getting your refund through a physical check in the mail. With direct deposit, the IRS says your refund won't be lost or stolen. The same electronic transfer system that processes your refund is used to transfer 98% of Social Security and Veterans Affairs funds to millions of Americans. And you'll usually receive the money in less than 21 days, which is a shorter time than the month or more that you typically have to wait when your tax refund check is sent in the mail. Direct deposit is also cheaper. Every paper tax refund check issued by the federal government costs taxpayers more than a dollar, while each direct deposit only costs a dime. Plus, direct deposit is simple to set up. Setting up a direct deposit is simple, whether you're filing your federal income tax return on paper or electronically. There will be an option to select direct deposit as your refund method. Or you can tell your tax preparer that you want to use direct deposit. Either way, you'll need to know your bank account number and your routing number, which can easily be found through your online banking account. You can also find this information at the bottom of a check or by contacting your bank. You can also have your direct deposit split between two or three financial accounts, including your IRA. That refund deposit split can be done electronically, or if you're filing a paper return, you can use IRS Form 8888 to allocate your refund. Keep in mind that you should only deposit your tax refund into a U.S. bank and in an account that is in your name or in your and your spouse's name if you have a joint account. What if I don't have a bank account? Don't have a bank account? You can get more information on choosing and opening a bank account by going to the FDIC website or by using the National Credit Union Administration's Credit Union Locator tool. Veterans who don't have a bank account can use the Veterans Benefits Banking Program, or VBBP, to access financial services at participating banks, according to the IRS. The VBBP is a partnership between VA and the Association of Military Banks of America, which is designed to offer veterans another way to receive and manage their VA benefits. Also, if you have a prepaid debit card, the IRS says that you may be able to have your refund deposited to the card. That's because some reloadable debit cards are associated with a routing number and account number that you could provide to the IRS to deposit your tax refund. How long will it take to receive my refund? How long it takes to get your tax refund depends both on how you file and how you'll receive your payment. Those who file electronically and opt to receive payment by direct deposit can usually expect to receive their refund within 21 days. If you choose to file by paper, you'll likely have to wait at least 4 weeks before funds hit your account, and even longer if you plan to receive a check in the mail. Although 90% of tax refunds are received in less than 3 weeks, delays can occur. For example, if there are errors on your taxes, you will have to wait longer to receive your refund while these errors are amended. Also, last tax season, many Americans waited longer than usual for their tax refunds due to the IRS backlog of 10.2 million unprocessed returns, mostly paper filed. That's partly why many people file their federal tax returns electronically. Can I track my tax refund? To track your tax refund, the IRS offers a, quote, "Where's my refund" feature. You can track your tax refund regardless of whether you filed your tax return by mail or electronically. Alternatively, you can call 800-829-1954 to get information on the status of your refund. If you file electronically, you will only have to wait 24 hours before you can track the status of your refund. But if you filed your federal income tax return by mail, it can take 6 months or more. When are taxes due? If you haven't yet filed your 2022 tax return, you have until April 18th. Tax season officially began on January the 23rd when the IRS began accepting returns. But the tax deadline this year is extended by an additional 3 days, moving the normal April 15th to April 18th. This is because the normal tax day falls on a Saturday, and it coincides with the District of Columbia's Emancipation Day holiday on the 17th. The deadline to file for those who request an extension on their 2022 tax returns is Monday, October the 16th, 2023. Our next article from AAA Living Magazine, Leasing versus Buying Your Next Vehicle. Which of these options make the most sense for you? When it's time for a new vehicle, you'll consider the make, model, exterior options, and all of those fun interior extras. But deciding how to procure the vehicle is an important consideration, too, one that can have an impact on your budget. Here's what you need to know about leasing versus buying and how the road to car ownership has changed over the last few years. The pros of leasing. There's a little or no down payment, and you'll likely have lower monthly payments compared to what you have if you purchase the vehicle. You can pick the lease term, generally anywhere from 24 to 60 months, and you'll be able to drive a new car every 2 to 5 years. You won't be responsible for repairs, only maintenance. And the cons of leasing? You don't own the car, and at the end of the term, you have to give it back. If you extend the lease term, you'll likely pay more in the long run than if you'd financed the car for purchase. Also, in some cases, drivers have mileage restrictions. And you should lease if you don't mind having payments without ownership, or you want a new car every 2 to 5 years. Some professions require a luxury car, and these brands can often be more affordable as leases than as purchases. And what about the pros of buying? When you own the car, you can sell it whenever you want. Assuming you make monthly payments on time, you'll build your credit score, which can also save you money in the long run via better interest rates and terms on future purchases. And the cons? You'll have a down payment. Your car payments will likely be higher than a lease payment. And as the owner, you're the one responsible for the repairs. So you should buy if you plan to keep the vehicle for a long time. You drive a lot, and you want to pay the car off so that you own it. A change of scenery. Car ownership looks different today than it did just a few years ago. Kelley Blue Book reports that the number of purchased cars dropped from 1.4 million per month in 2019 to 1.1 million per month in 2022. Work-from-home situations played a role, as did rising costs for gas, maintenance, and the vehicles themselves. From August 2021 to August 2022, car prices were up by 10.8%, with the average price hitting a record high of $48,301. But overall, Americans still love to have their own wheels. According to TransUnion, auto loan originations, the foundation for vehicle purchases, were projected to hit 28.9 million in 2022, up from 28.3 million in 2021. Consumer demand for cars may have slowed in some areas of the country, but overall the call of the open road is still strong. Your choice to buy or lease is a personal one, but having the facts can help you make a smart decision. Next up, from Kiplinger.com, Amazon launches RxPass, its new subscription service for medication. Amazon just launched RxPass, a new program that lets Prime members ship prescription medications to their homes. The monthly subscription service costs only $5, not including the Prime membership fee, and includes over 50 generic medications for common conditions like high blood pressure and anxiety. In fact, more than 150 million Americans already take at least one of the prescriptions available on RxPass. The $5 cost is a flat monthly fee, letting you refill multiple prescriptions at no additional cost. However, keep in mind that this service is only for Prime members, and membership fees cost $14.99 a month or $139 a year. Currently available in 42 states, RxPass is Amazon's latest push into the healthcare industry. In 2020, Amazon began mailing discounted prescription medications through its Amazon Pharmacy. Then at the end of 2022, the company unveiled Amazon Clinic, which offers users message-based consultants with clinicians for a range of conditions. With RxPass, generic medications are heavily discounted at up to 68% off. If you don't have insurance, pay out of pocket for medications, or don't have your medications covered by your insurance policy, you could potentially save big by opting to get your general prescriptions through Amazon this way. However, if you are covered by a government-funded insurance policy like Medicare or Medicaid, you won't be able to use RxPass at this time. Additionally, you won't be able to use your HSA or FSA with RxPass either, as it's not considered a substitute for insurance. Overall, while RxPass offers heavy discounts on generic brand drugs, you won't see the same discounts for the expensive brand name drugs, which, according to CNN, drive the bulk of U.S. prescription drug spending. So while RxPass probably won't push down spending on drugs that aren't facing competition from generic medications, it is likely to drive more healthcare spending towards Amazon, boosting memberships and encouraging customers to spend more on other products. Our next article from Money.com, Biden's new plan to slash credit card late fees could save Americans $9 billion per year. President Joe Biden wants to rein in on what his administration sees as excessive late fees charged by credit card companies. Biden is announcing a new rule on Wednesday that would lower credit card fees to $8 for a late payment, down from the current $41 limit. Why it matters. Americans are charged about $12 billion each year in credit card late fees, according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, a federal watchdog agency. The fees vary by issuer, but typically are the equivalent of the minimum monthly payment amount for the first missed payment, up to a maximum of $30, and up to $41 for subsequent missed payments. The CFPB is the government body in charge of proposing the new rule, which would not require congressional approval. The CFPB estimates the rule would reduce late fees charged to credit card holders by upwards of $9 billion per year. The agency is collecting public comment on the proposal, and the details may change based on the comments it receives. The rule could go into effect as early as 2024. CFPB Director Rohit Chopra outlined the new rule to reporters on a call Tuesday ahead of Biden's announcement. By our estimates, 75% of late fees, $9 billion, have no purpose beyond padding the credit card company's profits, Chopra said on the press call. The CFPB says this new rule is an effort to close a loophole in the 2009 Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act, which was passed by Congress to, in part, enhance disclosures and limit fees for consumers. However, after its passage, the Federal Reserve added an immunity provision on certain fees like the late payment fee, allowing credit card companies to charge what the CFPB now sees as unreasonably high late fees. The current cap to these specific late fees that are immune from the CARD Act, C-A-R-D Act, rise annually based on inflation. The CFPB also wants to end that provision. We found that over time, this loophole has morphed into a multi-billion dollar bonanza, Chopra said. The new proposal is the latest effort from the Biden administration to curb what it calls junk fees. Other junk fees in the Biden's administration sites include fees for overdrafts, non-sufficient funds, and bounced checks, as well as other fees levied by phone service providers, hotels, and airlines. As we wrap up our program for today, I will try to get this article in. Every year, our house insurance goes up. We own our home with no mortgage, and we have savings. We're in our 70s. Is there a case in which not buying homeowners insurance makes sense? This is called self-insurance, explains Ralph Bender, CEO of Enduring Wealth Advisors in California. If you've got savings with more zeros than the cost of replacing your house, you're probably candidates for self-insurance. But if your savings and your home value are in the same range, I'd think twice about doing that. A better idea would be to raise your policy's deductible, thus insuring only more substantial charges. And this article appeared in the AARP Bulletin. We are out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us, and please be sure to listen to us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have questions or comments, call us, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.